Chapter 3. A Good Brain Trainer is Hard to Find. There turns out to be a large number of commercially available programs claiming to have scientific evidence supporting the effectiveness of their brain training. But figuring out which ones stand up to scrutiny, and which, if any, I should include in my own regimen, was not easy. Perhaps the best known, first released in 2005, is Dr. Kawashima's Brain Training, also called Brain Age, Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day. Although over 19 million copies of the software have sold, and even some neurologists have been known to recommend it for prevention of Alzheimer's, the maker of the game, Nintendo, insists the software is purely for entertainment and declines to support any benefits. Only a few studies, in fact, have ever found such benefits. But five commercially available approaches do make plausible claims of effectiveness, including one developed by Torkel Klingberg, the Swedish scientist whose 2002 study inspired, and baffled, Yaki and Buschkull. By the time his study was published, Klingberg and some colleagues had already partnered with the Karolinska Institute to form a company, CogMed, to turn working memory training into a business. They brought a measure of scientific credibility to the enterprise that had previously been lacking. Without the hyperbole of self-help hucksters, CogMed insisted on offering its computerized training through psychologists and other clinically trained PhDs. The initial target market was children with ADHD, whose parents hoped to find something other than drugs to improve their children's attention. By 2003, CogMed already had its first paying customers in Sweden. 2 years later, a second, larger study by Klingberg and colleagues found that their working memory training improved complex reasoning and parental measures of behavior in children with ADHD. In 2006, they recruited and trained four psychologists in the United States to offer CogMed, as well as one in Switzerland. By 2010, psychologists in 25 countries on six continents offered the training, and additional studies had been published showing it to help both children and adults with a variety of cognitive disorders. That same year, in a major step suggesting just how vast a business...